This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarik. The Columbia Board of Education continues to negotiate a deal to purchase land for a new elementary school in Southwest Columbia that is scheduled to open in 2016. Board President Christine King says the board hopes to choose from three possible properties that would mitigate the overcrowding issue at Mill Creek Elementary. The decision was supposed to be made by Friday, but the district has yet to finalize the purchase of one of the properties. King says although Mill Creek has adequate property space to expand, the community does not want a larger elementary school with an enrollment level similar to a junior high school.
We need to open up that school from a crowding standpoint in the Southwest, and as a promise that we made to our taxpayers with the bond money, really by 2016.
King says building another elementary school in the southwest part of town would manage the growth of the student population in that area more efficiently than just expanding Mill Creek. She says the board plans to announce the location of the new school this week. As State Attorney General, Chris Koster is sometimes referred to as Missouri's top prosecutor, but the nationally publicized case of an alleged teenage sexual assault has highlighted that Missouri's Attorney General has only limited prosecutorial powers. Some top Republicans called on the Democratic Attorney General to intervene after media reports that the Nottoway County prosecutor had dropped charges of sexual assault against two 17-year-old boys accused of harming a younger girl. Koster said he could do nothing unless the local prosecutor asked for help or stepped aside so a special prosecutor could be appointed. In some states, such as Alaska, Delaware, and Rhode Island, attorneys general can file charges, but in Missouri and many other states, the discretion to charge rests with local prosecutors. A University of Missouri researcher has co-authored a report that found that individuals genetically predisposed to anxiety are less likely to volunteer and exhibit other pro-social behaviors. MU researcher Professor Gustavo Carlo says this is related to a construct called personal distress, where someone observing another person in trouble experiences emotional distress themselves.
Someone comes across someone who's been hurt badly in an accident, and we see, if we look around, some people stand around there and don't seem to really know what to do. They're kind of like frozen.
Professor Scott Stoltenberg of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln served as Carlo's co-author on the study. Stoltenberg says to collect data, they had about 400 college-age participants fill out a survey and provide cheek cells to the researchers, allowing them to study the DNA of the participants.
We had them fill out some questionnaires that asked them about their past pro-social behaviors, and these kind of behaviors had to do with helping strangers or donating to charity, things like that.
Using the questionnaires and the DNA, they were able to identify a common gene variant that influences the brain's serotonin system and find an association with the gene and social behavior. Stoltenberg says there is no evidence that the gene causes a behavior, but he thinks that it influences a person's anxiety levels that can change how a person reacts to a social situation. The State Board of Education could consider whether to upgrade Kansas City schools to provisional accreditation. Kansas City public schools have been unaccredited since 2012. Local school officials last month asked state education officials to consider an upgrade and pointed to stable finances and improvement on school performance reports. State Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro already has said she will not recommend an upgrade, but the State Board of Education makes accreditation decisions. The State Board meets this week in Jefferson City, and Kansas City is on the agenda. Missouri's judges could be due a multi-million dollar pay increase if their counterparts in the federal government win a court case seeking a retroactive pay hike. The potential pay increase could affect more than 400 judges in Missouri. It could even lead to pay increases for dozens of full-time local prosecutors. That's because a 2010 decision by the Missouri Salary Commission links the pay of Missouri judges to that of federal judges, and a separate Missouri law links the salaries of full-time prosecutors to those of associate circuit judges. The administrative arm of Missouri's court system has prepared a budget request for the next year, estimating the potential judicial pay increase could cost nearly $6.7 million. Counties could collectively be on the hook for an additional $1 million for prosecutors. Federal prosecutors are cracking down on businesses in mid-Missouri that allegedly sold synthetic marijuana. Marshall Griffin has details.
According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, four businesses and nine people were indicted earlier this month on charges of conspiring to distribute products labeled as incense but are intended to be used as an equivalent to marijuana. Prosecutors are citing a federal law that allows charges to be filed for sale of products containing chemicals that produce similar effects to marijuana and other controlled substances. Two of the businesses in the indictment are located in Columbia, the third in Jefferson City, and the fourth has two stores, one in Eldon and the other in Camdenton. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Michael Hall was named Missouri High School Teacher of the Year by the Science Teachers of Missouri Association. Recognized for his innovation in the classroom, Hall tells KBIA's Miranda Craig more about his experience as a teacher and his hopes for the future. Humor, a student-driven environment, and the decision not to use textbooks are what made Michael Hall's award-winning curriculum and classroom environment unique.
The teacher, I just act as a facilitator. I kind of steer them in the right way and ask them questions to kind of lead them in the right path.
Michael Hall was a classroom teacher for over 20 years before taking on the role of Jefferson City Public Schools mentor and instruction coach.
It's kind of nice to be able to see the awesome things that are going on in some of those classrooms. I do miss being in the classroom a lot this year, but it's a neat experience to kind of go and help teachers perfect their craft.
Hall cites his experience in Physics First, a training program, as the extra spark that enabled him to develop as a teacher.
It was a transformational experience for me. It was the best professional development that I've had in 21 years of teaching. I really felt like I learned how to teach for the first time.
Hall encourages other teachers to keep rediscovering their passion for teaching.
My hopes for other teachers would be to have that experience, to have some kind of a fire that kind of ignites that passion again, or for the first time.
Hall will be recognized by the Jefferson City Public Schools Board of Education in November. Miranda Craig, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.